the International Secret Police.
Hello.
Thinking that the secret police are dead at the hands of the giant gorillas which destroyed his camp at Lake Kivu, is nearing his destination at the Atlantean expedition on the Sahara Desert by plane. Meantime, Speed, Clint, Barney, and Carlos, saved by Gambu, the gorilla, from certain destruction at the hands of his fellows, face the long safari back to their plane with nothing to go on but a few canteens of water, one knife, and the gorilla skins discarded by the octopus warriors. Clint orders his friends to don the gorilla skins, since this disguise will protect them from the other jungle beasts, and we now find the boys making their way along the trail.
Phew, this skin's hot. The weather's bad enough, but wearing a fur coat on top of it is a payoff. I bet I lose 20 pounds before we get back to the plane.
You should worry if wearing these hides saves your life, Barney.
Yeah, hope you're right, kid. But, Carlos, just how do we act if we meet a lion in the trail all of a sudden?
Don't act surprised. That is one good rule, Barney. Yeah,
but I will be.
See, but don't let the lion know it. Just walk toward him and he will turn tail and leave.
Hey, is that thunder?
That sounds like it, all right.
That's a wang doodle. Don't tell me it's going to rain now.
I hope so. Then we can refill our canteens with sweet rainwater.
Yeah, but the rain will make this gorilla skin heavier than ever. And if it gets any heavier than it is now, I'll have to crawl along on my hands and knees.
Oh, quit crabbing, Grandma, and keep up with us. You'll get lost in the jungle and perhaps see another one of your nandy bears.
Why shouldn't I crab? Instead of leaving our plane and walking to Lake Kivu, we should have flown there, dropped a bomb or two on the hideout of the octopus, and then we would have been saved all that trouble.
Now, and what do you think the octopus would have been doing all that time?
Well, he...
He would have blown us out of the air with that death ray machine of his, long before we could have reached his hideout at Lake Kivu.
Yeah, I guess he would have said.
The rat.
Dang, thunder's getting closer. How soon do you think it'll rain, Carlos?
Yeah, Clint, obviously. But I think we'd better keep our eyes open for a shelter of some sort.
We can catch the rainwater in our sun helmet.
Gee, that is a good idea, Clint, since we're not wearing them now anyhow.
Do you think we'll be able to find any sort of shelter before the storm breaks?
All we can do is hope, Barney. You were right about these gorilla skins getting wet. They will be very heavy and uncomfortable. But most important, if we travel soaked with rain, we run that much more danger of getting fever. And in our present circumstances, that would be fatal.
Yeah, we have no quinine. Nothing to battle fever with. Come on, let's walk faster, boys. We've got to find shelter before that storm breaks.
Well, Zaboon,
so far, so good.
We have landed our planes on the Sahara safely, received a friendly reception from O'Brien and the other heads of the Atlantean expedition, and now have some time to discuss our next step.
Yes, Master Octopus. But now O'Brien thinks you the representative of the investors in the Atlantean syndicate. What do you plan to reveal your true purpose in coming here?
I am not sure yet. First, I must see just how many enemies we will have to destroy in the camp.
You will do this with your death ray machine as planned?
No, I've changed my mind about that. Unless I am forced to use it, I will not. On our flight here from Lake Kivu, I noticed several scouting parties on the desert. Legionnaires. They have wind of something, and any wholesale slaughter might attract their attention if they happened along at the wrong time. Perhaps it would be better to destroy the honest men of the expedition one by one.
With a knife?
The knife or the noose, both are quick and silent. That is most important.
Yes, Master. We have men who can do such work well.
But first, I want O'Brien to send a message back to the Atlantean Syndicate, telling perhaps of a new discovery. Further proof that they are on the verge of locating the lost continent of Atlantis. The investors will in turn offer this information to Chief Riley of the International Secret Police. That should delay him sending more operators to Africa to learn what has happened to Barlow and the others. Riley will think their silence indicative of progress. He will think his eight operators are working on a new clue.
And by the time he learns their true fate, it will be too late.
Exactly. By that time, my death ray machine will be in operation. Then no one can touch me.
An excellent plan, Master. Excellent. But what do you plan for the expedition to discover in the sands of the Sahara?
Zabul, you know the hiding place of my bars of gold.
Yes, Master. And wise you were to turn the funds received from the Atlantean investors into these golden bars. Gold in such form cannot be disturbed by market crashes or war.
And they are good anywhere in the world, Zabul, and no question that.
But why did you mention this gold?
I want you to go there and bring back half of one of these bars. Have one of my workers bury this where the expedition excavators will be sure to find it. When they have that assayed, they will be convinced that they have indeed found Atlantis, land of fabulous wealth. And it will be their own gold they have dug up, Zabul. A very small part of it, but their own gold.
It seems that at last your ambition will come true, Master.
Yes, Zabul, because I have destroyed Clint Barlow. He always stood between me and my desire, but now he is gone. And I am free to do as I please.
The desert tribesmen have started to gather at a camp not far from here, Master. The tribesmen you called to meet you here.
And they have told the foreign legion that they gather for tribal games?
Yes, Master. All is well. The legionnaires believe them.
But send word to them to start actual games. The legion may not believe their reason as much as they think and may return to see if the games are actually in progress or send spies.
Yes, Master. It will be wise to start the games, indeed.
Particularly since I shall not need fighting men as soon as I expected. But order them to stand by for instant action.
Yes.
Now I shall begin unpacking my death ray machine so as to have it ready when the hour of my triumph strikes. Zabul, get busy immediately.
The wind is beginning, Carlos. That'll soon bring the rain, Mortis.
See, Clint. And as yet, we have found no shelter. That is not good.
Would it be better to take off these gorillas again?
No, Barney. You will become wet that much sooner and have no protection from the jungle beasts at all.
Yeah, but it's so heavy. And...
Hey, what was that?
Easy, Barney. It is a leopard. Look at him. Over there.
A leopard.
Gosh. Come on. Let us continue walking toward him. I shall give the gorilla call.
Okay, but I hope it don't make him any wilder.
Here, Lucky. You stay right beside me. Scout, Thomas. He's crossing the spring. The leopard's leaving.
It worked. We scared him off with these gorillas.
Yes. And you were the one who wanted to take yours off. How much chance would you have had against that leopard unarmed?
Yeah. I'm wrong again.
Lucky was sure good, wasn't he, Clint? Didn't make a sound when he heard that leopard. Guess he remembered the one that jumped us on the way to Leopoldville.
Ah, the thunder is getting closer all the time, Amico.
Gosh, everything happens, Doug.
Say, look, fellas. Here's a faint trail branching off from this main one. You think that might lead to a camp of some sort?
Probably just a gorilla trail, speak.
You say we investigate it anyhow. Any port in the storm, you know?
As you wish, Clint. Just so we don't lose our way by leaving the main trail. Remember, we have no compass to guide us now should we become confused.
We won't follow the new trail too far.
Well, very well. Let us go that way then.
Hey, Lucky, where you going? Hey, come back here.
Look at that. One word to him and he does as he pleases.
He's picked up the scent of something on this new trail, Bonnie. Let's push forward faster.
Hey, Lucky. Hey, Lucky, boy.
gosh, Grinnis, he'll get lost.
We'll find him all right.
Yeah, he's probably treated a mess of lions, leopards, and gorillas by this time.
Stop one moment, amigo. Huh? What do you see, Tom?
Look here, Flynn. This patch of clear ground beside the trail. A footprint.
What? What is this?
Natives, more than likely.
Or a gorilla.
You said a man and a gorilla both had the same identifying heel mark, Carlos.
See, Barney, but gorillas do not wear shoes.
Yeah. Huh? Has that footprint got a shoe on it?
See for yourself.
Well, I'll be darned.
Now what, Clint?
There must be habitation here. But whether we'll find friends, well, that's another thing again.
Yeah, and if they see us come running in dressed in these gorilla skins, they might shoot us.
Right, Steve. We'll have to proceed more carefully.
Hey, there's Lucky.
Yeah, come on. It's quiet as possible.
They won't hear us with this storm going on.
There's a drop of rain. Hurry, amigo. Soon the rain will be upon us.
Something tells me we're running into more trouble, if that's possible.
Hey, look, there's a native hut ahead.
Huh? Where's Peter? Getting so dark, I can't see very far ahead of us.
I saw in that last flash of lightning, Clint. Right ahead. The path must lead right to it. You watch for it when the lightning flashes again.
Did you see anyone around it, kid?
No, Barney. Hey, look, now you can see it.
I see. It's a native hut, all right, but it's trapped there. It must be deserted.
Well, that's good for us.
And there's enough of the roof left to keep most of the rain from it. Come on, let's run for it. The rain's beginning.
We must be getting wet.
This is all right, Barney. It takes a while for the water to soak through these gorilla skins. By this time, we shall be inside the hut.
Yeah, all right. Here we are.
Hey, Lucky's acting awful funny. He's sniffing at the door like something's inside.
Oh, there may be monkeys inside the hut, Steve. They often take over deserted jungle houses.
But Lucky's used to monkeys. That wouldn't make him so excited.
Hey, did you hear what I heard?
Wait a minute. It sounded like someone moaning.
Oh, let's get out of here.
No, Bonnie, wait a minute. We're going in and see what's making that noise.
Nothing doing. That cabin's haunted.
We'll soon find out. Come on, let's get in there.